This is Cowbonus Report, backed by popular demand. I'm Chris Conus.
And I'm Heath Cowb. My last name actually contributing to the Cowb and Cowbonus.
That statement contributed nothing to the conversation, as we already know where the Cowb and Cowbonus comes from.
All right, back to the intro. Today we'll be discussing the NBA and how this year's season came to an end last night when the Golden State Warriors beat the Cavaliers 129-120 in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Our first topic will be Kevin Durant signing with the Warriors and its effect on the NBA this year. Chris, what's your take on this?
I absolutely hated the Durant signing with the Warriors because it just destroyed whatever was left of any competitiveness in the NBA. It's basically a one-team league at this point, with the Warriors leading the pack and the Cavaliers trying to play catch-up, and they just can't do it because ultimately when you have a starting five that includes Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, it's just too much for any team to reasonably be expected to keep up with, even if you have LeBron James on your team.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's ridiculous. I find it horrible how essentially there are 28 teams where if you're a fan of them, you have no hope, no hope whatsoever. Maybe 27 if you include the Spurs, but the Cavs and the Warriors are just way far ahead of every other NBA team, and the Warriors especially. I mean, they have five players who are unbelievable in Durant, Curry, Thompson, Green, and Iguodala, who was great last night. I just think Kevin Durant signing was... It was unprecedented. You know, we've seen super teams before. And, you know, we saw Kobe and Shaq in the 2000s, Jordan and Pippen in the 90s, and this team might have more talent than any of them. You have a top five point guard, a top five shooting guard, a top five small forward, a top five power forward, and probably the best bench in the NBA, and it's impossible for any team to play with them. They're probably going to win the next four or five championships because even with a valiant effort from LeBron and Kyrie, they couldn't do anything about it.
I mean, even in the 90s when Jordan's Bulls were just running over the league, like, in the finals, it was always almost always competitive.
No, you're wrong. They never went to a Game 7 with Michael Jordan.
Well, no, but, like, a couple of series went to six games, like 98 against the Jazz.
Do your research. It never went to seven. So how
I didn't say it went to seven. You're just like...
Well, saying that they were mostly competitive implies that...
Well, I mean, they weren't all blowouts. They weren't all blowouts. You'll acknowledge that.
Okay, I mean...
Yeah.
Right, please proceed.
Yeah, so, I mean, of course there's always been super teams in the NBA, but it's never really been on this level in a long time, going back to possibly even, like, the 60s Celtics, who won, like, 11 straight, and not saying that the Warriors will do that, but, like...
It wasn't 11 straight, by the way.
What was it? How many straight was it?
I think it was 8 straight, but 11 in total.
Yeah, but still an obscene amount of championships.
I'll get a researcher, Phil, on that. Phil, you want to...
We don't have a researcher named Philly.
All right. Well,
we don't have any staff whatsoever. It's just you and me. What is with you?
Maybe Christopher Herms will look it up. So that
yeah,
one.
No, he won't.
All right, well, that's unfortunate.
We'll see where that stuff kind of goes.
Yeah. So back to Kevin Durant.
Yeah, he's a horrible person.
I don't think that. He's a very talented player and probably the second or third best player, depending on whether you think Leonard is better than him.
The fact that you have two of the three best players in the NBA on one team, that just illustrates...
Well, Stephen Curry's not a top player in the NBA. You're wrong. You're blatantly wrong.
Whatever. Anyway, now, I got some statistics to throw at you people. According to 538, the Warriors, going into the playoffs, had a 65% chance...
I just want to mention 538 is owned and operated by Nathan Silver, who is a Jew.
Understood. We already know that Nate Silver runs 538 and is Jewish. Again, completely unnecessary to point out.
Yeah, that might have been a little irrelevant.
Yeah, it was extremely irrelevant.
Get back to your point, please.
Okay. So at the beginning of the playoffs, they calculated that the Warriors had a 65% chance of going all the way and winning the championship. And for one team to have a two-thirds chance of winning the championship is...
Two-thirds is 66. And
it's
0.66,
almost 66, two-thirds. Okay. If you want to be like that.
I do want to be like that.
Of course you would, because that's who you are as a person.
And by the way, I think it was honestly higher than that. The Warriors steamrolled through the West.
Yeah, I agree that the numbers could be a bit misleading.
It helps when your starting center is really solid and injuring other team stars
by stepping
on their feet and spraining their ankles. But, you know, other than that, they pretty much dominated. They went 16-1. It's crazy.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
Usually when a team that wins 73 games and beats the record for most wins in a season adds maybe the best scorer in NBA history, usually they're pretty good.
Usually.
So, yeah, I mean, it's probably only the first time a 73-win team has added the best scorer ever. But it's crazy to see what the Warriors could do. The amount of talent on the floor last night was insane. I mean, they have a 7-footer who could dribble and shoot with the best of them.
Yeah. But basically, back to our main point, this absolutely destroys the NBA because it basically means only one team can really dominate over the others, and it just takes away any edge to, especially the early round of the playoffs, where it's either the Warriors steamrolling a team or two teams playing each other in a hard series that will ultimately mean nothing because the winner will lose to the Warriors or the Cavs.
Yeah, I mean, LeBron's made the finals the last 7 years. He's making out of the East every single year for the next, until he retires.
Who's going to stop him? The Toronto Raptors? I mean, come on.
No. I mean, if anyone, it'd be Boston or Milwaukee in the next couple of years. But
well, maybe Milwaukee because they have a Greek player. So,
he's not really biologically Greek.
He's Greek. Okay, his name is Giannis. Okay, do you know any non-Greeks named not Giannis? I don't.
I know Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, he's Greek.
Oh, I mean,
he's Greek. He's from Athens. He's Greek.
His parents immigrated to Greece.
I am aware of his background, but it's irrelevant.
What is he actually from? Senegal or something like that?
Nigeria, I believe.
What's the difference?
Well, I mean, there actually is a difference. It's a completely different country with completely different customs. Yeah, okay.
You keep telling yourself that.
All right, now we're going to move on to our second topic.
Please proceed.
Okay. Now we move on to our second topic, LeVar Ball. LeVar Ball is known for being two things, the father of NBA prospects Lonzo, LaMelo, and LiAngelo Ball, and an obnoxiously arrogant person. Now, being an arrogant person yourself, Heath, what do you make of this colorful figure?
Honestly, I'm not even mad you just said that. I'm pretty arrogant, pretty much because I know him better than everyone else.
Any fans of this show, including Justin Irizarry and friends of Justin Irizarry, would agree that you are an arrogant human being.
Yes. By the way, would I think it's racist that you just called LeVar Ball a colorful figure?
You know that's not what I meant. Come on.
Chris, that's a little edgy. Having a little Bill Maher moment here.
Not quite. I did not say anything close to what Bill Maher said.
I think we're going to have some humanitarian groups come after you right now. But
yeah, we're going to have Ice Cube on the show next week to yell at me for being offensive. But anyway. Yeah,
and white privilege. But yeah. Back to what we were going to speak about, of course.
LeVar.
Yes. I'm like Chris. I'm a big fan of this guy. You know, he's got insane confidence for all three of his kids. And so far, it's been worth it. You know, all three of them are very talented. All three have gone or going to UCLA. And his eldest is probably going to be drafted by the Lakers because, of course, the NBA draft lottery is rigged and has been rigged. So, of course, they're going to make the Lakers the second pick where Lonzo Ball can get picked instead of the Phoenix Suns, which is, of course, a much smaller market and will make a less significant economic output for the NBA. But, I really love LeVar Ball. He's hilarious. He says the craziest things, like he could have beat Jordan one-on-one. His son's shoe was $500.
Billion-dollar endorsement deal.
Yeah, that was crazy what he said. He's just a crazy guy. I love him. He's a personality. We gotta love personalities.
I don't like his personality.
Well,
I don't like it at all.
Well,
I think it's incredibly obnoxious and has no place in professional basketball.
Agree to disagree.
And he's going to be a cancer in the locker room of whatever team, most likely the Lakers, ends up drafting him. While his son is immensely talented, ultimately, if I'm a GM, I don't think it's worth a headache.
Speaking of cancer, my birthday is June 29th, which makes me a cancer.
What? All right. You're going to have to explain that to me. I honestly don't know what that means. I know what a birthday is, but like, what does that have to do with cancer?
I'm a cancer.
You're a cancer.
Well, what are you?
You're talking horoscopes now.
Yes.
I have no idea. I think I'm like second.
You think I was talking about the devastating lethal disease?
Yeah, I actually did.
Oh, well.
Because the context I use it in, it was comparing it to a disease. Because LeVar Ball is going to be a disaster for any organization.
Well, maybe
that
you should study up and know horoscopes.
Well, I don't know, because horoscopes tell you absolutely nothing.
Well,
they can't tell your future. The stars and my future are completely independent of one another.
Are they, though?
Yes. Yes, they are.
I'm not a big free will type of guy, so that's a discussion for another time.
Well, I mean, I'm right and you're wrong, so.
It
doesn't feel so good now that I'm doing it.
Well, I'm not really affected by your completely insane statements here.
There's nothing insane about what I'm saying. I think any rational person will agree that horoscopes are a waste of time.
Are they, though?
Yes. Yes, they are.
All right. Well, yeah.
Back to LeVar.
Yeah. Chris, you want to
talk about LeVar? Okay, so let's break down some of the more outrageous things he said just in the past few months. The one that really takes the cake for me would be the one where he said, I would kill Michael Jordan one-on-one back in the day.
When in Rome.
What? What are you saying?
When in Rome. It's a statement.
It's kind of random. I was in the middle of making a point.
All right, continue.
Yeah. So anyway, he said he would kill Michael Jordan one-on-one. And
was kill his exact words?
Well, yeah. He would beat him one-on-one is what he's saying. He used kill as a...
We're journalists here. Use the direct metaphor. Quote, Chris.
That was a direct quote. He said, I would kill Michael Jordan one-on-one.
All right, thank you. Do that the first time. We're honorable journalists
here. I said it the first time.
You said kill.
We're getting so sidetracked this episode.
It's what the viewers want to see. It's why we have thousands of viewers and fans.
We have 40, and they're not viewers or listeners. It's a podcast, not a show, TV show.
Well, they do view the SoundCloud tape. Am I wrong?
Well, they could open up another tab and do something else while listening to our ramblings.
Nope. You're wrong.
Okay. Anyway,
I don't think any of our viewers have
the reason why
natural intellect to be able to do that. But
our viewers are
continue.
Highly intelligent.
It's true. I love you all. Keep listening.
Yeah, so he says he would kill Michael Jordan one-on-one, and he played for Washington State, and he averaged 2 points per game. And in the middle of his collegiate career, he had to transfer to a D2 Cal State Los Angeles. And if he
that's not because of
and this is happening while Michael Jordan's already in the NBA tearing up the game.
It's not because of his basketball talent, of course. That's because of his low grade point average.
Well, that too.
At the prestigious Washington State, which of course holds the same prestigious university as Eastern Washington. Go Eagles!
Yes. Anyway. Yeah. So basically, my point is that Michael Jordan, if he ever played LeVar, which is highly unlikely because he was a D2 basketball player and Jordan was already tearing up the league at the time, he would make LeVar look like the sad man that he is and just utterly humiliate him to the point where he would never speak in such a cocky, arrogant manner ever again.
I mean, I don't know. Like, LeVar Ball could have beaten Jordan.
No, he absolutely could not.
LeVar Ball is a bigger guy. He has a lot more girth than...
That's like me saying I could beat Giannis Antetokounmpo.
No. Because, no. Yeah, Antetokounmpo's 10 inches taller than you, and more than 10 inches. He's a foot taller than you, and he has a 9-foot wingspan. This man's an athletic freak. LeVar Ball is 6'6", like 300. That man's... He has insane elite girth. He's a monster.
Okay, yeah, but basketball is way more than girth. You need all these other things. You need shooting ability. You need defensive skill. You need length. All of these are attributes that LeVar Ball simply didn't have when he was a scrub averaging 2 points a game at Washington State. So for him to say that he could beat Michael Jordan in his prime, it just completely undermines his credibility.
Oh, let's not forget he also said his son, Lonzo, could beat Steph Curry right now. That's ludicrous. It's insane.
Oh,
it's
straight up foolishness.
That statement was foolish.
It was a foolish thing for him to say. Now that that's established, that concludes the first season of the Cal Bonus Report. We'll be back in September to discuss prominent sporting events of that time, including the NFL, Major League Lacrosse, and the World Curling Championships, which will be taking place in Moscow in September.
Let's not forget about the water polo semifinals down there in Rio.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, those are
how big. Could I forget?
I'm a big fan. I know Roseland, which is a... takes about a fourth of our listeners here. They have a big water polo fan base. So,
oh, they're mad for water polo.
Yeah. I mean, those Roselanders.
When there's like Brazil versus like Romania in water polo, like the whole town just shuts down.
Yeah. I heard Steve on Romania. He's pretty solid.
Yeah, I don't think anyone in Romania is named Steve. It's a very Anglo-Saxon name.
Well, Chris, there are, what is there, 4 million Romanians? That's a guess, you know. 4 million, I'm say give or take 15 million. I really have no idea. It's
a very, very wide margin of error.
Yeah.
Which includes negative 8 million.
Chris, clearly your math skills aren't that great. 4 minus 15 is not negative 8. You're wrong. It's negative 11.
That's not any better. It's still a negative number.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying you're wrong. But back to the point. It was a great season. Thanks for listening. I'm surprised if you made it this whole 15-minute podcast for listening. So good for you. Bet you had a blast. We had a blast. I had a blast. Probably a bigger blast than Chris. And check back with us in September. And don't forget to read the Wessex Wire. Probably the 37th best school-run newspaper in the country. So check that out. Well, goodbye and shalom.